Hi everybody, my name is Bianca and I'm an alcoholic. Thank you, Mark, for asking me to be your 10-minute speaker. It's truly an honor and a privilege. 9 months ago, I wouldn't have felt like I was good enough to be standing up here, and it's still a struggle. But I'm 29 years old, I'm a mother to two beautiful children. I come from down below, but I was primarily raised in a small town of Rosemond. For those of you who don't know where that's at, it's north of Lancaster. There's one high school, one middle school. When I moved out there, it was one grocery store and no sidewalks. So up until I was 9 years old, I would say that I had a pretty good life. My parents were together. Both sides of the family was very close. We did birthdays together, holidays together. We got together every weekend for breakfast, trips, you name it. We did everything together. Then at 9 years old, my parents divorced. My mom was going through, you know, her things. Her childhood trauma was just taking a toll on her. So my grandma told her, either you send the kids with their auntie or I'm calling CPS. So my sister and I went to Tennessee for a year or two. And I'd say that's the last time I really had a feel of stability. She eventually brought us back. We came back to a new stepdad and four stepsisters. Not only was it a culture shock moving to Rosemond from Tennessee, but it was also very hard to adapt to this new family. My stepsisters had lost their mom at a young age. So me being young myself and being away from my mom for some time, it was hard to share my mom. And her husband wasn't so pleasant either. So I became very rebellious. I started finding that acceptance and that family. I started looking for that love from friends, the streets, alcohol, you know. I started hanging out with the cool kids. You know what the cool kids do. So I started drinking at a young age, smoking weed. You know, I'm pretty small, so fighting. I had to fight to, you know, earn my respect or prove a point. I was just very, very rebellious. I met my son's father when I was 14. I was with him for 5 years. I had my son when I was 17 going on 18. I didn't understand it then, but I went through real bad postpartum depression. I just couldn't connect with my son. I knew I loved him, but I wasn't ready to be a mom. And then it took me having a baby with this man to realize I didn't want to be with him. So I was working two jobs while he was staying home with the baby. And then when I realized that he was using my son as a pawn, I didn't want to be with him no more. I tried to leave him. It was just the nastiest custody battle. He would lock himself in the bathroom with my one-month-old, call the police on me. They would come, give me the baby back. And then I ended up going back home with my mom. She's going through it with her husband. And it was just chaotic, chaotic, chaotic. I ended up getting kicked out of the house because I couldn't stop drinking. So now I'm on the streets with my son. And I thought I could trust his father. I asked him to keep the baby for a couple weeks while I figured it out. He came and served me in a gift bag. He served me in a gift bag. It was a nasty custody battle. I was young, misguided, didn't have nowhere to live, didn't have a job, didn't have nothing going for myself. So I gave custody up to my son's father, and I would say that's when everything started spiraling out of control. I was introduced to meth, went from snorting to smoking to injecting. And back then I thought, you know, this is it, you know, this is what I've been looking for my whole life, this feeling, you know, and just the love that I found in others that were just as lost as I was. Eventually that got old. I started losing my mind, took a bus to Bakersfield, moved in with strangers, changed my name, and I was just running for myself. I ended up getting sober, cold turkey, but then my alcoholism got out of control. So ended up in a relationship, in a very abusive relationship for 7 years. We were all we had, so I thought it was love, you know. Had my daughter, and I was like, this is it. She's here to save my life. Like, I'm going to change for her. I could not change for her. I couldn't stop drinking and driving with her. It was just nasty, like the things that only God and I know that I got away with, you know. And when she was 8 months old, I crashed into a semi-truck with her. I totaled my car. She walked out with no scratches. And you would think that was my rock bottom, you know. And so I changed for a little bit. Or not really changed. I just did and said what I had to do to get my daughter back. I thought, you know, I don't have a problem. I was too drunk that night. Who let me leave, you know? I get my daughter back, and I get comfortable, and I start drinking again and partying again, and I end up having a girlfriend for 2 years, and I'm just lost, just so lost. And I remember waking up with the anxiety, like, I can't be alone. My thoughts are racing, trying to figure out what excuse to give my job so I could call out. I have to drink to go to work just to function, just to get along with people. Just a very lonely girl. Very lonely girl. I didn't talk to my mom. I hated her. Hated my dad. Hated everybody. Hated my baby daddies. It was everybody's fault. And I remember the last days just begging God, like, this is my last day, and I'm going to drink my last drink before midnight so that at midnight it's my new sobriety date. And if I would leave a little bit of alcohol, I would have to drink it, and then I would have to start over. And tomorrow never came. And then my best friend passed away. She overdosed, and I just started going crazy. I was physically present. I was a single mom. I worked 12, 13-hour shifts. Would take care of my daughter on my own. I was physically present, but emotionally and mentally, I wasn't. And this particular night, I was celebrating my best friend's first heavenly birthday. And I'm a leaver. Like, I will say I'm going to spend the night. I'm not going to drive. But once I'm drunk, I'm leaving. So I left, and the police pulled me over for my tinted windows. Had my daughter in the car. And I remember, like, when they were pulling me over, I was like, this is it. My life is over. I'm done. And it was so devastating, just going through it with my daughter and watching. Mind you, the first time I crashed, that was worse. But just seeing the way I hurt her, seeing the way she was hurting, I remember showing up to these rooms heartbroken. I couldn't stop crying. I was just desperate. And then I came across a nice gentleman, Jason. He gave me my sponsor's number. I was like, I'm not asking nobody to be my sponsor. He gave me her number, came to the meeting with her, and she just said, read the doctor's opinion and call me tomorrow. And since then, I've just followed her direction. It hasn't been easy because I don't like being told what to do, but I think she's the perfect sponsor for me. If you're hard-headed, talk to Vanessa. You know? Because she's going to hold you accountable, and she could be mean. And sometimes that's what you need, you know? So she has kept me in a straight line, and even when I want to get stuck in my dishonest ways, I hold myself accountable. I'm honest with her. I do the work. I stay sober no matter what. It's not even a thought in my head. And I know maybe in the future it will be, but I just keep showing up. I put God first, my daughter second, and I just do it. Thank you.